So we continue on in this second hour of the Internet Advisor. We're talking about the future, 2015, what people are predicting for it. We've had Emily Hay on talking about social media. We've talked about some of the other things that people are predicting with our staff. And also with us in studio, we're delighted to have, along with Gary and Ed and Cal, is Harry Arnold, who is the founder of Detroit Drone. And good to have you with us, Harry.
Good to be here.
And then on the line with us from sunny California, in the heart of the Silicon Valley, is Mike Ahmad. We have him with us every New Year's and the beginning of the year to talk about things that are going boom in the future. Mike, what do you see as you rub your crystal ball and look ahead into 2015? Yeah. What's another trend?
You know, yeah, the old Swami of San Joaquin. Yes.
Oh, there you go. The Swami of San Joaquin. I love it.
So it is bright and clear out here, so looking ahead, I think one of the amazing things that I've seen happen within the last year is what we call the year of the unicorns, and we're going to see this in the future, certainly in 2015, and if the markets hold in the future.
Only if we drink enough.
Well, these unicorns are billion-dollar valuations by venture capitalists. In last year, there were 25 companies, startups, that were valued at, 25 in 13, and it grew to 40 in 2014. And so I see a continuation of these billion-dollar valued startup companies, and some that you've already mentioned.
Give me some examples. Okay, go ahead. Give me some examples.
Well, Uber, certainly.
Uber.
Yes, and another one, which I think I mentioned the last year, was we were going to see a lot more smartphones out there, and they were going to be identified with corporations. And, of course, that's the Fire Phone from Amazon.
Yeah.
But if you go look that up right now, it's $4.49 on the line, and $1 billion, actually one of the most highest valuation companies is out of China, who is also has cheap smartphones.
Hmm.
So
would that be Xiaomi?
Yes. Hmm. And so you may see that become a black swan in the smartphone area.
Now hold on, hang on a second. Explain.
Mike, I gotta ask another question though around. There were more IPOs, initial public offerings, where stock of these startups were sold to the public, more in 2014 than any other year going back all the way to 2000.
Wow.
Are we in for another bubble burst?
I was going to say, sounds like another bubble drop to go bop.
Uber is valued at $40 billion. Twitter is valued at $20 billion. You've got Snapchat that's also around $20 billion valuation.
And Mike is saying that right out of the gate they're being valued at.
And how is this all going to continue?
Well, it is because there's more money out there and more ways to get risk capital than ever before. And I know it's hard, especially Gary and I and others with online technologies and trying to finance and grow that company a long time ago. Times have changed, and you're going to see this continuation in certainly 2015. That IPO window is open, and there's going to be a lot of folks who come through the door.
Now, I got to ask Harry Arnold, is this good news for you as a small business owner? Do you think that is there going to be more money out there to help you?
Well, I really do.
You hope somebody values you at a billion.
that's really, really a good sounding thing. I think as Gary and I were discussing on the break, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, coming out with regulations and certifications will do a lot to dot the I's and cross the T's. And that will enable a lot of investment capital to come in, where there are a lot of people sitting on the sidelines to see what the regulations will be.
What impresses me about you, Harry, you've been a hobbyist. Like you've had your hands on this for more than a decade. Am I right?
Well, yes. I've been in RC and and
which is remote control. Okay.
Yes, remote control cars, planes, and so forth. And
planes, trains, and airplanes.
Yes. Yeah. My dad was a train guy.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't allowed to play with his trains, so I went over to the planes.
So you're going to go cooler. You're going to play with planes.
Yeah, Cal.
So since you brought up the FAA, I had a question in regards to drones. What is my legal airspace above my domain when it comes to a drone flying through?
Good question, yeah.
You mean if a neighbor is flying a drone over your property?
Correct.
Well, I want to do it. What are the boundaries that exist now?
You know, as I said earlier in the segment, I concentrate on jobs over private property with the owner's permission. There have been cases in Texas and a lot of more libertarian areas of the country where people have actually shot down drones. That happened over a hunting lodge where somebody flew a drone. So
save on clay pigeons that way.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well,
yeah,
a hunting lodge, what knucklehead would fly out? Unidentified flying object over guys have guns.
Over guys that are drinking with guns?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was going to say, I was really looking at buying one of those $79 drones and surprising my brother, flying it 200 feet into the air so we can survey his 120 acres just to see where we might want to go hunting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, they're $63 now.
Yeah. So, is that possible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could have used the information to say, look at the deer over there in the cedar forest. They're coming out at this time of night. That would have been completely plausible. They own the property.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, whether it's legal or illegal, whatever's going on, what is my airspace rights?
Well, right now, currently, the FAA has had it upheld in an appeal that they can regulate anything from 1 inch high up to whatever they want. So when they get around to making the regulations, if those include paper airplanes and spitballs, then
my frisbees. Please, yeah, God, no.
Well, I'm just saying but part of the mess that they're in.
Okay, what I'm hearing you saying right now is while there may not be these explicit rules and regulations, there's this common sense privacy things. You can stay out of a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, but there was a gentleman in New York that got fined $10,000 because he interfered with an actual aircraft.
There's been instances where people have been sighted by airplanes, and that's close enough to cause them to make a major issue of it because they can honestly bring down an airplane.
Now, in terms of altitude, I heard it was like 400 feet, 3 miles from an airport.
Yes, there is a 25-year-old FAA advisory called AC-5197. That stands for Advisory Circular, and it has things on it that include flying 300 feet and the distance to the airport. And again, common sense has to come into it.
So, but there are there's no regulations right now that say this is where you are.
I'm not supposed to fly less than 500 feet. Unless it's inhabited, and then I'm not supposed to fly less than 1,000 feet in an airplane.
And again, it's common sense. I've seen helicopters flying up and down the I-75 corridor at 300 or 400 feet.
Yeah, they're not supposed to. Yeah, 500 feet is the minimum.
Well, yeah, and again, as in, like, if you're in a boat and there's a freighter coming, sometimes the rules, get superseded by common sense.
Yes.
And you have to,
Is that Cal? Does that answer your question?
No,
Cal?
It didn't at
okay,
all. Okay,
let me directly address.
Because there is no rule.
You're going to have to find, as far as the FAA is concerned, they're not going to help you. But if you can find a sheriff or somebody else, a constable that's sympathetic to your cause, he can have privacy things thrown at him. He can have invasion,
make
space,
friends,
endangerment. He could be, if you're just sitting there and a drone's flying, it could be seen as being dangerous.
Okay.
So you're going to have to appeal some kind of other way.
Now, despite all of that, you have been able to practically help, and I want you to talk about the fire department in particular, what you've been able to do with them.
Yeah, well, I was, as a lifelong Detroit resident, I was really happy I got a chance to work with Homeland Security and the fire department a few years ago on Angels Night, and we actually flew a drone around neighborhoods, and it's kind of a...
You can see footage of that video through your Detroit drone site, DetroitDrone.com.
Yes, sir. And that kind of led to working more with the fire department to the point where we were going out where there were fires and shooting an image from the fire down and letting the incident commander see
in real
image.
Time. Yes, he was able to use your eye in the sky to see where there were hot spots, where there were danger areas to protect firemen.
Yes, yes.
And I want to, is that going someplace?
I hope so, because it will save lives and save money.
Excellent. Harry Arnold, I want you to hang on. We're going to talk more about maybe some of the future uses of drones. Mike Amon, thank you for being around with us. You want to hang on for one more segment? See if you got another one in there?
Sure.
All right. Mike Amon with us from the Silicon Valley. We're going to continue talking about the future 2015, and particularly through the eyes of the drones.